to the $100 MBA show, and today is a Q&A weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net. We would love to answer your question here on Q&A weekends. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out our free guides and our free course. We got a full 7-part video course on nailing your business idea or product idea or any idea. It comes with a handy workbook and it's all for free. Check it out at 100mba.net. And today's question comes from Frank, and Frank asks, how long did it take you to go from learner to entrepreneur? Thanks for the question, Frank, and I'll be answering it candidly in today's episode. I want to start by saying I haven't stopped being a learner, and I found that great entrepreneurs never stop learning, so I want to continue to learn and improve as an entrepreneur. And it's actually a good segue to my answer to today's question, because learning is important. Consuming content is important that will help you become better as a business builder. But production is more important. Doing the things you need to do to become who you want to become. It's the doing that makes it happen. But Frank's question is, when did you make that transition from learning to doing? And I'll be answering it in today's episode. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Northeastern University. Northeastern University's DeMoor McKim School of Business offers the master's degree for corporate entrepreneurs, the MS in innovation. This program is available 100% online and can be completed in just 1 year. It's designed to develop leaders and change agents within the corporate setting. If you want to foster explosive growth within your organization through next-generation products or services and business model innovations, they want to hear from you. Northeastern is now accepting applications for its January cohort of online innovation students. Get started today by visiting msininnovation.com. That's msininnovation.com. So in today's Q&A Weekends episode, Frank is asking, when did I transition from learner to entrepreneur along my journey? And I know what he's saying. You know, at the beginning of your journey, you're really just learning. You're trying to figure out, what is this business thing? How can I do this? You know, for me, I started out in early 2000, and I was really just figuring out the internet. I was just really interested in the internet, and I started to realize that people are making money on this thing. You know, people are starting to build businesses on the internet, and I just thought it was interesting. And I really didn't see it as entrepreneurship. I just saw it as experimentation. I saw it as, you know, something fun. But I soon realized that this is actually business, and I have to learn business to be able to be good at business, to be successful at it. And I read a lot of books. You know, there were not a lot of blogs out there back then. It was really hard to actually have a transaction online. There was no PayPal. It was just, there was these merchant accounts that were really hard to set up and have all these approvals from banks. There was no WordPress. So, you know, I read a lot of books. And I was a learner for a very long time. I would learn and learn and learn. But while I was learning, I would try some things online. I started an eBay store and I just thought, hey, let me just see if I can make a sale. I then started a Yahoo store. I started doing some consulting while I was learning. Now, my doing, my actual business, was not taking too much of my time because it was very small. I would say my first 2 years, 70% of my time was learning, reading books and learning from other experts, asking questions from those who I know who were in business, personal friends and family. And 30% of the time was me trying things out online, trying things out in my own small little businesses. I think that was a really good start. I think it was really good for me to try things out and actually do instead of just consume. It allowed me to see the practicality or how I can apply the application of what I was learning. And I encourage you to do the same. I don't think you should just continue to consume, learn, and not try things out. Even if, you know, it's lopsided like I was, 70-30, you're still doing and you're still learning on the job, so to speak. Now, as you get more confident, as you start building a brand, start building your own products and services, you're obviously going to start, you know, doing more and learning less. It's just a matter of dedicating your time. And today, with a daily podcast, the $100 MBA program, and our software business, Webinar Ninja, a lot of my time is in the doing, and I'd probably say I'm learning about 10 to 15% and doing, you know, 85 to 90%. But I'm still learning. I'm still making time for that, whether that's reading books or learning from experts or going to conferences or whatever it is. a lot of my learning is just being friends and hanging out with people that are doing things I admire. But in my opinion, it should always be a ratio. It shouldn't be an on-off switch. So if you're learning right now, Frank, if you're just in the learning stage, I really encourage you to dip your toe in the entrepreneurial pool. Try something out. Try to sell something, anything, a small ebook, a guide, a single product. If your product is physical, produce 3 or 4 pieces of that product and sell it to your closest friends and family. If you can't sell to them, you're not going to be able to sell to strangers. Just get started and start doing while you're learning. Trust me, what you're learning is going to make a whole lot more sense. And you're going to realize that a lot of what you're learning is good, but some of it is just opinion, and it's not always going to be applicable to everything you do. And it's just something you should take on with a grain of salt and also understand that, hey, I may not be able to apply it immediately, but maybe in the future I can. Now more than ever, it's easier to get started. Now more than ever, it's so low cost to get started with a website, with a business online. And don't worry about all the legalities of starting your own business and incorporating your business. If you're not making that much money at the start, if you're just dipping your toe, like I'm saying, you're going to be making less than $20,000 a year. And that's okay. You're just trying to learn how to be an entrepreneur. You're trying to figure out what kind of business you're going to run. And you can just claim those earnings in your taxes with your own social security number as a sole proprietor or as a, you know, freelancer. It's fine. Once you start making, you know, income that's replacing your current income, then you're going to need to think about incorporating and, you know, save some money on the taxes that you would if you were an LLC or an S-Corp. But not something you need to worry about at the start when you're just getting started and trying to see if you can make money with what you're doing. So keep learning, but incorporate a little bit more doing, whether that's 10%, 15%, 20%. Push yourself to try some new things out. If you hear about a new product on the show or anywhere else, hey, let me check it out. Let me see if I can use it and help my business and see if I can start selling something using this product or start leveraging it to get more sales. Whatever it is, don't just be a learner. Don't be a person that just searches on the websites and say, okay, that's good to know. And that's a shopper. You want to be somebody who uses something, who buys something so they can use it. Immediately think about what's the ROI in this purchase, whether it's an app or a service or a book. How are you going to utilize the information that you're going to get? I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Autodesk. If you're looking for a professional vector design app, you should look at Autodesk Graphic. Graphic is a full-featured app for making icons, illustrations, UI, and UX design, and everything else you would expect in a professional vector design app. Open, edit, and save raster or vector images, layered Photoshop or Illustrator files, CSS, SVG, PDF, and just about any other file format you can think of. You can open an AI file and export it in clean CSS code or web-ready SVG in just a few clicks. It's available on your Mac, it's available on your phone, or even on your iPad so you can design without compromise wherever you go. And this iPad app isn't a companion app for the desktop version. It's a full-featured design software that the pros use so they can hand-draw vector illustrations, create gorgeous logos, or mock-up websites on the fly. If you have the iPad Pro and the Apple Pencil, it's the vector design app you've been looking for to make your iPad Pro the device you use for design work you normally leave to your desktop. It's the last 2D design app you'll ever need, and it's available for the price of a few decent stock photos. Visit graphic.com to learn more about Autodesk Graphic, or check it out in the App Store right now. To wrap up today's Q&A question from Frank, there was an A transition period. I always felt like I had to do and try things out in order for me to really be a learner and somebody who's on the transition of being a full-time entrepreneur. So try to split your time from learning and doing as much as possible, even if you just start out 90-10, 90 learning, 10% doing and experimenting and trying. It's going to maximize the benefit of your learning time because, again, you're applying what you're learning. It's going to make more sense. It's going to sink in. As you're reading books, as you're learning from others, you're going to start thinking, wow, I can apply this in what I'm doing right now instead of it all being theoretical. I hope that helps, Frank. And thanks again for asking a question on Q&A Weekends. Guys, we will get to everybody's questions. Just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. We would love to answer your question here on Q&A Weekends to help you and others that are listening that have similar questions. That's it for me today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. One of the reasons I know people do a lot of learning and not a lot of doing in the beginning is because they're afraid to fail. I know, it's tough. You don't want to put something out there and look foolish. But let me put you out of your misery and tell you, you will look foolish. That's just the rite of passage. You have to fail. You have to put things out there that you're going to be embarrassed about later on. I mean, there's things that if I look back 5, 6, 7 years ago, things that I produced, they're cringeworthy, but that's how you know you're improving. And take advantage of the fact that you're new out there in the business world. No one knows you. You're not a big name. It's not that embarrassing because you don't have that much traffic yet. And that's a blessing because, you know, you can put things out, you can try things out, you can see if they work, if they don't, no problem. Millions of eyes are not on it. So get past the fear, start doing, get it out of your system, and the learning will make more sense. All right, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode, another Q&A weekend episode where we answer a question from a listener. I'll see you then. Take care.